When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, ECRG here. Today we're going to be talking about questions managers like to ask when doing their performance reviews. Now, for a lot of you people that watch my channel, you guys are new to the working world. You might be new to clinical research or just any type of environment. And usually every year, maybe sometimes twice a year, or depending, there could be what's called a performance review, or really a time to get feedback on your performance over the course of a year. And every company does this in one way or another. And of course, this happens in clinical research all the same. So this is something that you're not to freak out about. This is often a good time where you get feedback on your performance, both positive and negative. And this is a time where you're really able to get better at your job. And, you know, oftentimes after this time, this is when raises or bonuses are divvied out based on who performs well, based on the feedback from their peers. So what typically happens is everyone that you've worked with over the course of that year or that period that they're giving the performance review for, your manager, your line manager will reach out to everyone you've worked with and just want some feedback on your performance. So this is an opportunity for your team members or people you've worked with to say a lot of positive things about you, but also say some things that you can work on. And this is really good. Like I said before, this is a time for you to learn what you're good at and learn what you're bad at. If they say the same, if a lot of people are saying the same things, then you can probably pretty much say that's something you either need to work on or something you need to double and triple down on because you're really good at it. So what I wanted to do really with this video was just talk about how different managers will gain that feedback and some of the things they may ask about. And it's going to be different based on your position in the company. So each manager does it differently, which I found. Some companies may have a template. Some companies will allow the managers to, get the information how they see fit. And there's no really right or wrong way. The pros of the template is everyone is going to, you know, there's going to be a more standardized scale to evaluate people. But if people do it their own way, they will be able to measure people against the people that report to them. And they may have a more effective way to gather this feedback than the standard template. So, you know, managers do it all different types of ways, and it depends on your role. What they ask more of, like the project managers or like people that manage people, is going to be way different than somebody who's at the bottom in an entry level position. And each role is going to have different skill sets needed to be successful in that role. So these questions could be dramatically different, but a lot of them do have the same things, same kind of concepts in there. So we're going to go over a few of them today. A lot of managers will ask about your ability to work in a team. This is huge. Everything is team-based now. It's very rare that you're going to be working isolated unless you're like a computer programmer or something and you're going to be working isolated all by yourself. Especially in clinical research, it's all team-based. So teamwork is huge. It's one of the most important things. And if you're bad at this, you're going to be bad at clinical research, and I would work on this and correct this immediately because this is one of the most important things, and I'm not joking when I say that. So that's pretty much unanimous. A lot of times we're going to talk about, you know, your proactiveness. Are you able to, pick up on something and realize something needs to be done and you're going to step up to the plate and do it on your own? They're going to talk about the quality of your work. They're going to talk about, you know, basically your old, like, how are you working with other people? So that's one of the things. You know, there's multiple ways that they can do this. They can either just list it out, list those things that I mentioned before out, and have you write it underneath what you think about it, what you think about that person. Or there's another way, two other ways. That's the qualitative approach. Then they can also do the same thing, provide a little bit more details on what they're looking for. So for a manager, they may ask, you know, how are they managing employee resources? How are they managing, you know, the budgets of the department? You know, how are they managing and mentoring people? So that would be what they put under the manager. But another way they could do this is they could have a quantitative feedback. And that would be in the form of like a chart or something, like rate this person on a scale of 1 to 5, rate this person on a scale of 1 to 10, then have all those competencies in there on how you agree or disagree with that. So each company is going to do this differently. That's one way that people get feedback. Another way they do it is they will have you rate yourself and then see the overlap. So that's good to see. Maybe you think you're really good at one thing, but everyone else says you suck at it. So, you know, how does that really work out? How do you negotiate that? So that's important. But other than that, that's typically how feedback is done. Now, what they'll do with that feedback could be different. They usually like to keep it on file. The manager will write a little summary report and keep it in your file at the company, in the folder at your company. Then they'll either read that and see if you're up for a promotion or any type of bonus based on your performance. So that's why it's important, guys, to really keep in mind and save all the positive feedback you get throughout the year, so that when you go through and provide self feedback, you're able to cite specific examples and really build a strong case for yourself in order to get that promotion. So just wanted to talk to you guys about that today. We're going to do a video here on what you say back when people ask you for feedback. So that should be interesting. And that's it for today's video, guys. As always, email us at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Comment down below what you guys think about providing feedback. Do you like providing feedback on other people, or do you hate it? Comment that down below in the comments. As always, share this video, subscribe to the channel, and like this video. Take care, guys.